Stone City. When he walked down the road to the bridge 80 years ago to look closely at his subject, I was standing next to the river, watching mud crumble from its banks. Heron were plentiful then as now, and the quarry belched out white dust that caught the wind making headway toward Chicago. We all loved Chicago. It was a place you could sit and watch the murder of the working classes while sipping iced beer on Wabash Avenue. Gangsters would lay low in the fields of Illinois and sometimes make a lark of it, driving their black Pontiacs across the Mississippi and down along the Wapsipinicon to see where the chalky clouds began their story. Everything in sight was made of stone, churches, barns, even outhouses. This was back when men knew how to build the world. No one wanted to take it apart. When bombs dropped, they called it a war. They sent young men away on ships made of stone to stop the bleeding with their own blood. Soldiers wanted to get it over with and come back home to build something or dig a hole or pay a man in a striped tie for a house in the projects. The little town lay down still through all of this. Fascism, capitalism, socialism, all chewed up and spit out through a Calvinist mouth. The Wapsie moved tons of silt in springtime, and the quarries got deeper and deeper. Up out of the valley, you could set up your easel and paint a world only chumps like me would want to enter. He painted me there, standing by the bridge in the river, the smallest smudge of okra hiding in the obscurity of the canvas's texture. I always knew how to get out of the way. I stayed behind, standing still as a portrait, and let others die. Let me teach you now how to build with stone. Let me show you how to hold your hand steady enough to paint a corn-filled landscape that ripples like the sea.